Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and all other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, I need you to be honest here. Well, in fact, I always need you to be honest, but I want to ask you a question with a show of hands. How many of you over the last week, even though you might not normally do so, bought a lottery ticket? Well, there's a few honest people, and the rest of you I'm not so sure about. And you did so because $1 billion you can make it on, but if it was just a measly 50 million, you can't quite seem to do it. But an interesting thing, if you've ever watched any of the documentaries or read any of the stories of the people that have won those huge lottery jackpots, the one thing you find out is that, by and large, their life did not get any better for them. Their problems shifted, but problems that were deeply rooted remained problems. If they had struggles in their marriage, it didn't get better with more money. If they had bad relationships with their children, they didn't seem to go away, except perhaps dishonestly. And if their health was poor, their health didn't get any better. And in fact, most of them became more reckless and more paranoid because they were afraid everybody was trying to get their money. Well, Jesus wanted us to understand, and he used some pretty clear examples here, that absolutely everything we have, including, by the way, our own lives, is on loan to us. We truly own nothing. And if you don't believe me, look at the millionaires and billionaires over the years, from Rockefeller to Carnegie, and in our current world, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. When they die, they don't take one red cent with them. It stays behind. So it's clearly on loan. So when Jesus sets up this story about this person who had an abundance and tried to hoard it all for himself, he wants us to understand that because it is given freely to us, we're expected to give it to one another freely. And it's only in doing that that we're living as he asked us to, being good stewards with what we've been given to help lift up all peoples through our generosity. And I learned something a long time ago, and it was from a deacon I had when I was in Shepherd.
He was an interesting character. He was a Pearl Harbor survivor, and he had a big family and raised all his kids on a rural mail carrier's salary. And he always seemed to have what he needed. And we talked a little bit one day about stewardship. And he said he made a promise to God shortly after he got back from the Second World War that he was going to live his life as a tithe, give 10% of his time, talent, and treasure back to God. And he said from that moment forward, he came to realize that it was impossible for him to outgive God. The more generous he was, the more things seemed to fall into his lap. The better steward he was, the more things that would seem to wear out seemed to last. The more he tried, the more God lavishly poured gifts into his life. And he said it didn't take long before he knew he could never change. He had to keep doing that. Well, Jesus wants each one of us to be a little bit like that, to recognize that from the abundance of gifts we have received, we're meant to build up the kingdom. Because there's not one of us knows the day or the hour when our life here will cease to exist. And we want to make sure we hear those words, "Welcome to the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world."